Here comes the other, one of the other evil ones out of this side of the state. This is right on the bare dirt out here on the little road, as I explained before, the stage setting. The stage is divided by these symbols of horsehair tails. Seeing here tonight.
three black, and evil ones up on the side of the stage where the good dancers are, and the two evil ones are down on the other side of the stage. These evil ones do a tremendous amount of work dancing, about three times as fast as the others. Come to the Baron. He says, this is a dragon dance, two men under a dragon, one the tail, one the head. The tail, yeah. They look like ginger lace. This lion is about 8-9 feet long, decorated, tail sticking the way up, high as tall as over a man's head. The men wear kind of prison-like trousers for the legs. They do intricate dance steps on the front part. Dragon is looks like it has mirrors stuck in the harness. Motion they're doing, but they're standing still, just shaking. The rear end will shake a little, and the front end will shake. It looks like this is a kind of masterpiece in construction. The harness on the thing is a kind of gold embroidered with small mirrors in it. On the head is a sort of a symbol like a crown, but the tail is stuck away up. You can get a face back in there. The front part is manipulated by the man, and he can move that head around one way or the other. Click teeth shut, make a noise. He's got a beard on it. He's got flowers on the petal of the beard. Long teeth, regular dragon-like teeth, but it's a... You can hear the teeth shut. Sometimes he looks like... it sounds almost like the drum. Out of his mouth, little kid runs out and picks it up. Little kid put the flower in his ear. When he picked up this petal, it looks like a ginger lay, and he stuck it in the right ear. I don't know what it symbolizes. What does it mean when they put the petal in their right ear? With the flower.
Oh, this is holy flowers.
Holy flowers.
Yes, you get from the barong.
And that's good symbol, huh?
Yes, good symbol. Yes, good luck.
Teeth chatter. Replacing the dragon, the tiger. Now the tiger is chasing the evil one. Troops.
dancers are all walking off, symbolizing the end of the dance. That finished the dance?
Yes, now it is for the last for the mass dance. And then now must wait for the Randa dance.
The Randa dance, thank you, huh? All right. We're going to hold up on this till we get the Randa dance coming up. Thank you.
The second stage got a Randa dance.
There are two long poles about 10 feet long with an umbrella at the top, and four long poles about 20 feet long, bamboo poles with flags symbolizing. The dancers come out and they look like they've got long horsehair. It looks like the two dancers that was in the tiger before, but they're separate, each individual.
What is that? What are they? They're Randa dancers now, huh?
Yes, now it's a Randa dance.
What is that? Is that horsehair on the...
Yes, a horsehair, yes.
And they have their head covered so you cannot see?
Yes, yes. Put it close to the face first when it's cut dance.
Look, they'll start dancing when the music stops. Standing between the tall poles with the flags and streamers on them and under the umbrellas that are here. The Baron is the evil spirit, and there are two of them here, symbolizing now under the banyan tree, which is the umbrella. He's calling up for more evil spirits so that he can get so he can fight. Now he starts. They have a big hoods over their head. It's like sheets. You can hardly see them. They got long claws like evil things. Sort of hairy. It's hairy. He's making a deep. Making an evil sound now. Grabs the hold of the long bamboo sword and shouts for the evil spirit. Dancers have great significance to these people, but they act so nonchalant as though they've seen them many times. There's general talking and moving around and conversation going on all the time among all the people. So I guess they've seen them often enough that they know what's going on without any problems. Here he shouts again. Now his shadow, or the other man, shouts, there's two of them, the spirits here. Thank you. rubbing some of his belt.
He's a real hideous and evil character.
The long, covered body, horse hair, near to the ground. Evil claws on their arms. And their mask shows the devil. Big fangs, evil spirits. This is just three quarters. After this dance, there's another one for another hour.
What?
You won't sleep tonight.
Why? It's you?
Evil spirits. My own style, I follow a certain procedure. Sometimes they've been perfected over the past centuries, and certain artists have improved on them that others have copied. But get them to say something into the mic, but they don't want killing the evil spirit now by attacking him with Barong, with the Chris. They run him away and he runs them away. Some of them have been killed by the evil spirit across the way. There's an old man symbolizing death being held. They looks like the village. Everyone takes part in this. These are older people now doing the Chris work. Almost the end. They run from one end of the road to the other. The evil spirit chases them. Then he chases them back. Now there's many men dead. The Chris men have died. Many of them have died. The holy man came out and sprinkled water.
Well, you'll always Chris dance.
Now the Chris dance comes. The men, some holding them, dead men between them, symbolizing dead men, will be dancing with the Chris now.
Oh,
sprinkling water onto the